This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday morning, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn, 335 and three quarters, down 5.5. December corn, 346 and a half, down 5.5. March corn, 359 and a half, down 5.75. September soybeans, 1064 and a quarter, down 16 and a half. November soybeans, 1003 and a quarter, down 16 and three quarters. January soybeans, 1010 and three quarters, down 16 and three quarters. September wheat, 525 and a quarter, up 1.75. December wheat, 530 and a quarter, down 5.5. March wheat, 550, down 6.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices did end lower on Thursday afternoon. Technical selling at the Board of Trade and the stronger U.S. dollar weakened grain prices on Thursday. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 5 to 6 cents at 327 to 347. Soybean bids were 8 to 17 cents lower at 1093 to 1239. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids down 5 to 12 cents at 316 to 366, while soybeans dropped 17 to 57 cents at 979 to 1303. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 2 to 5 cents lower at 315 to 351, soybeans down 17 cents at 978 to 1163, and the wheat bids 4 to 6 cents lower at 410 to 465. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids dropped $1.17 on Thursday to range from $11.53 to $13.03. Basis down an even dollar, range from $150 to $300 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $5.79.40 to $6.11.40. That's $15.80 lower per ton, with basis steady, range from $148 to $180 over September. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 13 to 26 cents lower at 352 to 372, with basis down 7 to 20 cents at 5 to 25 over December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 to 6 cents lower at 326 to 352, with basis steady to 1 cent higher at 21 under to 5 over December. Soybeans ended steady to 66 cents lower on Thursday, range from 1028 to 1229, with basis ending mixed, range from 25 to 226 over November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 6 cents lower at 343 to 354. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 17 cents, with quotations at 1048 to 1129. Soft red winter wheat down 6 cents at 450 to 468, while the Milo ended 5 to 7 cents lower at 326 to 337. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 304 up to 317. New crop soybean bids at 961 to 990. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 309 up to 320, new crop soybean bids 968 to 999, and in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 305 to 327, while the new crop soybean bids range from 968 up to 992. That completes our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Thursday's closing livestock futures quote from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle, 157.05, up $1.62. December live cattle, 158.50, up 50 cents. February live cattle, 156.70, down $1.40. September feeder cattle, 223.80, up $1.10. October feeder cattle, 222, up 22 cents. November feeder cattle, 221, no change. October lean hogs, 102.65, up $1.55. December lean hogs, 92.45, down 65 cents. February lean hogs, 89.05, down $1.92. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 4th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.92 higher in the range of $87.98 with a weighted average carcass price of $95.10. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 54 to 60, 4 to 5 weights 56 to 63, 5 to 6 weights 61 to 64, and 600 pounds and up 64 to 65. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts and country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $60 to $65. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 17,866 head. And now for the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction held Wednesday the 3rd. They had receipts of 503 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 152.50 to 162.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 143 to 150. Choice slaughter heifers, 152.50 to 159.50. And on to the slaughter cows, premiums were 130, boners were 102 to 115, and leans were 90 to 113. Now moving over to the Schuyler Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 241 head, choice slaughter steers were 153 to 160.50, choice heifers were 152 to 154. Onto the slaughter cows, they had premiums bringing 122, breakers 120 to 125, boners 115 to 120, and leans 105 to 110. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 154 to 161.50, and on a dress basis 248 to 252. Heifers on a live basis traded at 156 to 161. And on a dress basis, 248 to 252. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 358 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 103.48, and that was $1.89 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were 248.12. That was 54 cents higher, with select carcasses at 234.69. That was 75 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 119,000. That compared to 114,000 last week and 127,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 405,000. That compared to 410,000 last week and 433,000 a year ago. Now for the opening report from the Walnut Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 357 head. Trade was active and demand good. Choice slaughter steers, 154.50 to 160.75. Choice slaughter heifers, 153.50 to 159.75. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. September corn delivered to Greenfield and Scottville, $3.50. September beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.60. September beans delivered to Scottville, $10.49. September wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.14. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield and Scottville is $3.50. Beans at Greenfield are $10.60. Beans at Scottville are $10.49. And wheat at Scottville is $4.14. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. It's coming up on 6:22 on this Friday morning. Color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Taking off a large crop this fall? Use your yield monitor to put back just the nutrients you used. Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with the latest innovations of precision farming technology, and with their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today to find out why they're your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies across mid-Illinois for today. There's a slight chance of showers. The high today about 90 degrees with light southwest winds. Showers likely tonight, low temperatures in the low 60s. For tomorrow, Saturday, partly cloudy skies and cooler, highs in the mid-70s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower Monday night and Tuesday. Low temperatures in the low 60s, high temperatures in the upper 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, light south winds. The barometric pressure is steady. Mostly clear skies right now, a temperature of 73 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the CNB Bank and Trust, now with 13 locations to serve you. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Trust in a bank develops over time, not in a few months or years, but over decades, and in some cases, centuries. CNB Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. CNB Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years this September. CNB Bank and Trust, member FDIC and Illinois' oldest bank, established in 1854, now with 13 locations to better serve you.
The first commercial-scale cellulosic ethanol plant opened on Wednesday in Emmitsburg, Iowa. Project Liberty uses corn residue to produce ethanol. The plant is a joint venture of Poet and the Dutch firm Royal DSM. Poet founder and executive chairman Jeff Broyne says for the industry to grow, the U.S. government needs to support its current renewable fuels policy.
They've got a renewable volume obligation out there that we're waiting to hear the number on, and I think that a number that matches the original legislation would show that we are behind our industries here in America, our renewable energy industries, and I think it would show the lenders, it would show the investors that cellulosic ethanol, we're going to stand behind those numbers as well. And so I think it's critical that the government stand behind the policies that they have and show that they're not going to waver. Otherwise, it's going to be difficult to get investors, bankers, and all the things we're going to need.
Broyne says the U.S. also needs thousands more flex fuel pumps installed around the country to allow consumers a choice at the pump. Project Liberty will produce 25 million gallons of cellulosic ethanol per year. Farmers located around the new Project Liberty cellulosic ethanol plant will provide nearly 770 tons of corn biomass annually as the materials for production. B.J. Shaney is Poet Commodity Manager and farms 7 miles from the plant. He says he's one of the 400 to 500 farmers that has contracted his corn stover bales with Project Liberty because of the premium he'll receive.
And that price varies, but we have what we call our farmer model, and it's set up just like a corn contract. You know, it could be $64 a ton, but you've got to pay for the baling, the stacking, and the hauling to town. Our other model is a custom model. It's kind of a hands-off for the farmer. We take care of everything. We'll bale it, and we'll stack it and leave it in your field until we need it in here at the plant. That price is between $20 and $25 a ton.
He says the concerns regarding the loss of organic material and nutrients by removing biomass from the fields are unwarranted.
Lots of misconceptions out there. We're taking 25% of the residue, so there's no magic behind that. It's about 1 ton per acre. What we're actually doing is we're taking the combining the corn as normal. We're lifting up the chopper, dropping all that residue in a windrow, and then we're baling that windrow.
Farmers leave their corn stover bales in the field until they're needed for production, and then they're picked up by the plant. Shaney says they're collecting biomass within a 30 to 40 mile radius of the new facility. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has designated Vermilion County in Illinois as a primary natural disaster area due to damages and losses caused by a hailstorm that occurred May 21st. Farmers and ranchers in Champaign, Douglas, Edgar, Ford, and Iroquois counties in Illinois also qualify for natural disaster assistance because their counties are contiguous. All counties listed above were designated natural disaster areas on September 3rd, making all qualified farm operators in the designated areas eligible for low-interest emergency loans from USDA's Farm Service Agency, provided eligibility requirements are met. Farmers in eligible counties have 8 months from the date of the declaration to apply for loans to help cover part of their actual losses. FSA will consider each loan application on its own merits, taking into account the extent of losses, security available, and repayment ability. FSA has a variety of programs, in addition to the EM loan program, to help eligible farmers recover from adversity. For additional information, you can visit disaster.fsa.usda.gov. Most everyone is curious just how big this year's corn crop will be when harvested this fall. Todd Gleason has more on how the number of harvested acres affects the size of the crop, no matter the average yield, big or small.
The number of corn acres harvested in the United States has ranged from about 2.4 million acres less to 750,000 more than the USDA June acreage forecast. That's since 1996. The average difference from June to the final USDA forecast in January for harvested acres over that time span is a decline of about 400,000 acres. A University of Illinois ag economist, Earl Good, says the estimate actually dropped in 13 of the last 18 years.
The larger declines were in years of late planting, but not all late planted crops resulted in large declines. During the same time period, the final estimate of soybean planted acreage ranged from 1.5 million acres less to 1.2 million acres more than the June forecast. The difference exceeded 1 million acres in 6 of the 18 years. The average difference was for a small decline of 140,000 acres. However, the final estimate was below the June forecast in 11 of the 18 years.
This year, a larger percentage of the corn crop was planted late. This has some implications based on the historical data.
A late planted crop, along with the historical tendency for the final estimate of acreage to be less than the June forecast, suggests that the final estimate this year will also likely be below the June forecast. The average difference in the 13 previous years of a drop in acreage estimates from June to final was 690,000 acres.
The range was wide, from 28,000 to 2 million. Darrell Good says he would not be surprised if this year's corn acreage dropped 500,000 to 700,000 acres. On the flip side of that coin, soybeans, there's not much to go on in the historical patterns. Still, if you really look, you might find a slight tendency for the final estimates to be less than the June forecast. In the years this actually happened, the average drop was about 700,000 acres. Good says he expects harvested acreage for both crops to decline from the current USDA forecast. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Yesterday, the Illinois agri-women met at the farm of Susan Wall. Susan Wall is also the vice president of the Illinois agri-women and took some time to tell us about the organization.
Well, it's a group of women who was founded back, I believe, in the early 70s, 1970s. And we just promote agriculture and family farming. And we try to educate consumers so that they know better what the farmers are doing and how it's done.
And what are a few different things that your members do throughout the year?
Well, we have an annual convention or conference in November, and everybody gets together. We automatically belong to the American Agri-Women, too, and that is held by the American Agri-Women, and then it usually is in different states. Last year, it was in New York, and they actually went into Canada, and they met with some Canadian farm women, and they do things like that. Every spring, they have the AAW fly-in to Washington, D.C., and I have not gone yet myself, but they say it's really wonderful. You get to go and talk to all the legislators and discuss agriculture and the farm bill, things that are going on with them.
And why did you personally join Illinois Agri-Women? What were you hoping to get out of the organization?
Well, I've always been involved in agriculture all my life, and I always felt the need to learn more and to try to do more to help promote it. And especially today, it seems that someone is so far removed from agriculture that it's so important that we teach others about agriculture and what we do and how it's done so that the consumer is not afraid of us or not worried about what they're eating or where it's coming from.
And I see today you're going to have a few guest presenters. Would you like to tell me who they are and what they are here to emphasize today?
Yeah, we're going to have a guy from Bunn County, a farmer, Wes Porshaw, and he's pretty well known around this area, especially. He has a big cooker that he goes around and he cooks for many people's events. He cooks for charitable events. He helps support the 4-H program immensely and FFA. He cooked our meat for today for our lunch. We're going to have Laura Wall, that's my daughter-in-law. She is coming from Marcoot Jersey Creamery, south of Greenville, and she's going to give us a little talk about what all's being done down there and how they handle their creamery. And she's also going to discuss how they are promoting agriculture, because they have a great tourist attraction there from Interstate 70. A lot of people stop who have never been on a farm before, and she really does a great job of informing the people and giving them tours. And then we're going to have Emily Hartman from Bond County Ag in the Classroom, and she has brought Bond County has a unique book barn. And it's just full of all kinds of educational things, and she brought that along so we can go through that today.
And going forward with the Illinois AgriWomen, what do you hope to see in their future?
Well, I think Illinois AgriWomen has great potential in the future. We have so many talented, educated women. They range from all kinds of agribusiness women to regular women who just go out to the fields every day, which is what I do. And we all have so much in common, and we get to connect with so many different people all over the United States, and as I mentioned earlier, into Canada and things like that. And women really do, I think women have a great force when they speak. They have a different kind of a touch to things that I think sometimes they can help the consumers and other people to understand things a lot better than when they just hear it from, you know, media or TV.
All right, very good. Any final thoughts before we go here today? Perhaps how someone could contact you to join the Illinois AgriWomen if they're interested?
Sure. We would be really happy to have anybody that's an agricultural position of any kind to join us. And if you want to give me a call at 217-272-4485, I can get you connected right away.
Again, that was Vice President of the Illinois AgriWomen, Susan Wall. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.